Farmers around Arkansas are beginning their spring plantings soon. Many have opted to plant corn for financial and other reasons. Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media is looking into why corn is a favorite even outside of the Corn Belt.
I've been farming with my dad since, I guess, he got me started when I was 9. So I guess I got broke in on a tractor when I was 9 years old. So 27 now, so what's that, 18 years, I guess.
On Highway 168 West in Bono, Tyler Nutt has a land print ready on his family's farm, marking the areas where corn will be planted this spring. His father and grandfather started planting corn here back in the 1980s. It's among their highest grossing crops. But Nutt says the bottom line isn't the only factor.
Well, for one, it's good for the soil because, a lot of this land that we have, it's a lot lighter type soil, like sandy type soils. And a lot of the main crop grown in Arkansas is rice. And a lot of it's suited for a lot heavier soils. In our area right here, we've got a lot of lighter ground. So corn's a better fit for those type of soils.
Also, corn uses far less water than the rice Arkansas is famous for, and has lower transportation costs. Most corn stays close to home and ends up at a poultry house. According to the Farm Bureau, Arkansas is second for poultry production and therefore needs a lot of corn to feed a lot of chickens. Some farmers get paid a premium to grow only non-GMO corn that ends up at Chipotle or other restaurants that use non-genetically modified ingredients. Other farmers sell highly profitable specialty popcorn. But if corn is higher paid than other crops, why do farmers even plant anything else? Mark Lampert, Director of Commodity Activities and Economics with the Arkansas Farm Bureau, says it has to do with land rotation.
That's why people plant corn, soybeans, wheat, and may go back to corn, just because they see the advantages in that rotation. You can't just keep growing the same thing year in, year out. You have to rotate it.
Chris Hawthorne, a corn statistician with the USDA, says nationally corn yields hit a record in 2017. That doesn't mean every farmer who planted corn last year got a hefty payday.
I mean, of course, every farmer is going to want to get as much yield as they can out of their land. I mean, that's the goal. It doesn't necessarily price and yield, while they're related, they're not the only factors involved. Demand, the amount of stocks from the previous year.
Even though it's only part of the equation, the price farmers receive per bushel is up. For the healthy yields, Eugene Young with the USDA's Delta Regional Office in Little Rock credits technology.
We've seen yields constantly rise, the amount of corn that's produced from an acre. And to give you a reference there, we can go back to 2006. We yielded about 146 bushels to the acre. When we looked to 2017, it was 183 bushels to the acre.
During that time, prices went from $2.73 a bushel to $3.50. Back on the farm in Bono, Tyler Nutt thinks it's all looking good for corn this year, if the summer isn't too hot. He agrees that technology has made all the difference.
If a person from a large city could come out here and spend time on a commercial farm, it would just blow their mind how much stuff, how intense it is and technologically advanced and things are. It's a lot different than the common society perceives it. So it's a whole different world, I think.
Corn is the first of the row crops to be planted. It'll be harvested by August and September. In Greene County, Ann Kenda, Arkansas Public Media.
It's in your blood. Once you get started in it, it's hard to get rid of it. You know, it's just a lot of fun.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.